Welcome, community, to the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. I'm your host, Tim Davis, and it's springtime again. We're looking forward to the birds chirping and warmer springtime air. Me being a Taurus, April is my favorite month because of mine and my son's birthdays. But April is also a time set aside to bring awareness to a growing population of folks that have a debilitating disease called Parkinson's, and how over a million Americans are living with it. And also, Parkinson's Awareness Month is about bringing attention to the condition, which currently there is no cure for, and connecting people with critical information and resources focusing on education of symptoms that impact daily life, and helping them to recognize the signs and get an earlier diagnosis, and overall achieving a better quality of life. It also honors the researchers, medical teams, family members, and others who care for those living with Parkinson's. Today we are sitting down with Elaine Potocek, the executive director of the nonprofit Parkinson's Families of Northwest Kansas. Hello, Elaine, and welcome to the Medical Minute.
Thanks for having me on.
Let's get into this thing first by asking, what exactly is Parkinson's?
Well, Parkinson's is a neurological disease where the brain produces less and less dopamine, and the cause of that usually is in the alpha synuclein.
Okay.
It's a degenerative disorder that affects every muscle and can disrupt many bodily functions, including movement, speech, and thoughts, and it is caused by a decline in the dopamine levels in the brain.
What are the symptoms of Parkinson's? What do we need to be looking for?
Resting tremor. That means that when your hands are resting or you're sitting, your hands are tremoring, or one half of your body, your hands and your leg. Could be right side, left side. You also have rigidity, a more stiffness in your muscles, because with less dopamine, less to have that smooth muscle movement. And then bradykinesia, that is slowness, and then postural instability, which is balance impairment as the disease develops.
Is there anything that helps with these symptoms?
Yes. Most people take carbidopa levodopa once they are diagnosed. As the disease progresses, they find that carbidopa levodopa is not enough. So then they add risagaline, they add other drugs to help slow the progress.
Now, we do have that Parkinson's meeting that happens every week here. Is that help with the disease, or is it just a preventative thing? What goes on with this?
Absolutely. Through the research, they have proven that exercise is one of the key factors in slowing the progress. Also, diet and socialization. And so they want people out in groups communicating and visiting with others. And this is also a time when people sometimes find out about other doctors they need to be seeing, maybe what good foods they could be adding to their diet that are brain foods that are much more nutritious, and things that they could do.
Is there anything else that you want to leave with our listeners today? Anything that you would like to impart on them?
Well, there's a couple of things. Parkinson's affects 1% of the population, 60 years and older. And there are there's 8 genes that they look for when you have genetic testing. The key one is the LRRK gene, LRRK2. That's a genetic gene, and the GBA. When you have genetic testing, they look for those genes in a mouth swab. And you can, if you have Parkinson's, you can get free genetic testing through the Michael J. Fox or the Parkinson's Foundation. Another factor, and I just found out this applies, I have had every kind of skin cancer but melanoma. A month ago, I went in to see my doctor, and I asked them to do a biopsy, and it was melanoma on the back of my leg. You have increased risk 4 to 7 times higher with PD for melanomas. you have a 32% increased risk of type 2 diabetes. Because remember, this is a muscle disease.
Yes.
The muscles slow down and they don't do the work that they did before you were diagnosed. Mm-hmm. And usually it's 1.5 times more often or more common in men than women, and motor progression is faster in males than it is in women. The genetic side of it, that's only 10 to 15%. So what explains the other 85% of the people that are getting Parkinson's? And they go back to when James Parkinson's discovered this disease in 1817. There was huge pollution and smog problems in London. And he noticed people's hands and parts of their body were shaking. Well, guess what? It has continued to grow. And we now have China right now is the leading country with an increase due to their pollution. Parkinson's doubled in the last 20 years. And it will double in the next 20.
Oh, goodness.
So it is the number one leading unexplained disease, along with Alzheimer's, that has no cure. And it was about 5 years before I got it back. I have had REM sleep disorder, which is moving, acting out your dreams, walking, talking in your sleep, since I was young. I would get lost in the middle of the night, end up in my brother's bedroom or my folks at the end of their bed because I couldn't find my way back. And so those are a couple of the key, but you have sleep disturbances, you have gastrointestinal abnormalities of constipation, irregular bowels, incontinence, you have a masked face where you have decrease in facial expression, you have depression and anxiety, cognitive impairment, and stiffness. Those are all non-motor issues of Parkinson's. It's not a fun disease to have.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
And I had severe constipation, manual manipulation to remove my bowel because I just couldn't get it out. And so it's important to talk to your doctors about constipation so they can help you with having a bowel movement on a regular basis and not so rock solid hard that it just keeps building up, building up, building up. Because then it causes hemorrhoids and all the other things that come with it.
And it's all part of Parkinson's.
Yes, yes. And that's what most people don't know.
No.
They see the tremor. They see the mass face. They see the rigidity and the stooped over and the slowness, but they don't, and the shuffling, but they don't see all of the non-motor symptoms that you have.
So keep talking to your doctor if you see anything like that.
Stay yes, on top and- of it. I see my movement specialist who is in Denver because we don't have any in Wichita. Or we have some in Wichita, but we don't have any in Salina. Mm-hmm. And I do not know if Manhattan has one. So you're talking driving. I drive 230 miles or 50 every time I go out and see her. Another issue that I have is eye issues because, remember, the oil glands don't produce as much oil, so you get severe dry eye. Mm. I am now using my own blood as an eye drop.
What?
My own platelets, yes.
That's a thing. Oh, my goodness.
Well, It's fairly new, but I know somebody from Colby that had major eye problems, and he uses eye drops, and I've been using them for about 6 months. because it's your own blood, and they spin the serum out of it and just have the platelets. So your serum is just the platelets. And they often inject those platelets in your knees, in your back, in your joints where you're having problems. And I've had that done because I had so many joint problems before. Now I don't have that issue, but I have, and another thing that you have with your eyes, because your muscles slow down, is your eyes start to get cross-eyed because of the weak muscles. So you get prisms in your glasses so that it keeps your eyes from wandering to the middle or to the outside.
Amazing. I mean,
what else do you want to know?
That's a lot. That's a lot. I only have about 5 minutes to talk to everybody, but that is a lot. I mean,
yeah, you have to pick out what you want.
Yeah. Where is a good place for everybody to go to get more information on Parkinson's disease?
The Parkinson's Foundation. Just type that in. Or Foundation or the Michael J. Fox. Those are probably the two lead information providers in the country.
Okay.
And they can go to our webpage, our Facebook page. I send our web people, and they put it on the Facebook page, all of the new stuff that's happening every month. So if anyone wants to listen to webinars, they can.
Oh.
And there's all kinds, cognitive, incontinence, gut issues, the microbiome and how it's connected to the stomach gut brain combo. You know, if you're wanting to educational information, there is plenty. There's another company called the Davis Finney. He was a biker and he raced in the Olympics. He has Parkinson's and they live in Boulder. Those are just some of them, but I think all you would have to do is type in Parkinson's and you would get a number of resources.
Excellent. Thanks for joining us today, Elaine.
Thank you. See ya.
That was Elaine Potocek, the executive director of the nonprofit Parkinson's Families of Northwest Kansas. Please join us for our Parkinson's Moving to Life Walkathon on April 27th at the Gateway Civic Center here in Oberlin from 10 a.m. till noon. If you need more information, you can always call our contact here at Decatur Health, Cherish Seifert at 785-475-2208 or Elaine at 785-443-3439. And with that, that'll do it for us today. This has been the Medical Minute brought to you by Decatur Health. Decatur Health is where healing and compassion come together.